Hey, it's me. I didn't think you'd actually pick up. How have you been? I'm good. Hey, I was doing some organizing in my apartment and I came across a bunch of your old books. Do you want them back? No, I don't want to keep them. I don't need them sitting on my shelf as a constant reminder of our failed relationship. Fuck, wasn't it like this time last year when we broke up? Well, I guess happy breakup anniversary. Yeah, I don't think people say that either. If I remember right, you were doing that stupid No Nut November challenge and you stopped fucking me. And then I realized our sex life was basically the only thing keeping us together. So, things naturally ended, didn't they? Yeah, I think your no-nutting was definitely the catalyst, but that wasn't the only issue we had. That was just the last straw. Our sex life used to be on fire, wasn't it? I haven't had quite the connection with someone like that in a long time. We used to fuck every night. Do you remember how quickly you would get hard for me? I would just walk in the room and you'd be ready. So, what are you on day 14 now of No Nut November? But those balls must be aching. Yeah. Are you hard for me right now? Oh, yeah, right. I can tell when you're lying. I have no doubt that you're hard. Probably even rubbing yourself through your pants. God, it was so easy to make you come, too. You could come back to back for me. Yeah, maybe I'm getting wet thinking about your hard cock. I miss it a little. If I close my eyes, I can still see it. Remember that night we went to the karaoke bar to meet my friends for the first time? They were all singing together on the stage and we snuck off to the bathroom together. We pushed you through the door and started kissing you. You were so nervous about someone walking in on us. It was really cute. I told you to shut the fuck up and go with it. Started kissing your neck and sucking your earlobes. My hand immediately went down the front of your pants, jerking them off. Trying to make you come before someone walked in. I think it took all of 1 minute and you came all over my hand. You kissed me hard and then pushed me over towards the sink and bent me over. You lifted my skirt, slid my thong to the side, and then you slipped your cum-covered cock inside of my dripping pussy. I started moaning so loudly you had to cover my mouth with your hand while you fucked me from behind. Anytime I got too loud, you told me to shut up and spanked me. It just made me moan more. Yeah, I'm probably my clit right now. Are you touching yourself? Yeah. Do you want me to keep going? Okay. Then we heard the door open and close, and then it locked. We looked over and it was my friend. She just looked at us from under her sultry stare, biting her lower lip. You stopped fucking me, but your cock was still inside. I could feel it pulsing as she walked towards us and told us to keep fucking. And she came up to me, unbuttoned my blouse, and started kissing me. She was gently pinching and teasing my nipples between her fingers while our tongues swirled around. Oh, she tasted and smelled amazing. And then she reached down between my thighs and started rubbing my clit. Fuck, she knew exactly how to rub it. I started clenching my pussy wall so tightly around your cock and I began squirting uncontrollably. She pulled her fingers up to her mouth and tasted my squirt. Then she made you lick it off of her fingers. You moaned and you fucked me harder. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. And then she bent over next to me. I reached over and lifted up her dress, and then I gripped her right ass cheek and spread it for you. You started fingering her while she and I started kissing again. I stood up, and I grabbed your cock and guided you into her pussy. I kissed your neck and told you to come inside of her. I told you that I wanted to watch. You dug your fingers into her ass cheeks and then fucked her from behind faster and faster until you were both moaning and coming. When she stopped convulsing, you slid your wet cock out, and I got down on my knees and I started licking it clean. That was a good little slut, wasn't I? And then I put my tongue in her ass and I licked up all the warm cum dripping out of her pussy. Tasting both of you. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Are you? No. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't stop. I'm coming. Oh, fuck, it feels too good. I still masturbate thinking about that threesome we had with my friend. Yeah, all the time. It was so fucking hot. How in the world did you not just come? Ugh, fuck. I hate November. You're so annoying when you're not letting yourself come. You get all cranky and scatterbrained. I bet you you're just worthless in the office, aren't you? Well, anyways, will you be around tomorrow if I swing by and drop him off? Does 6 p.m. work? Okay, well, enjoy your blue balls, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye.